767 today.
Remember, you have to take your passport when coming back from the Caribbean, Mexico, or Canada. We're going to talk about that. Also, horrible accident when it comes to an Air France plane that is simply vanished, missing over the Atlantic. Two Americans were on board that. A lot of other people from a lot of other countries also believed to be dead. No signs yet, however, of that plane. And a big one, GM, it's official, bankruptcy, baby. Sadly, a lot of people will lose their jobs. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start in America and GM. Here's what President Barack Obama had to say about it.
Just over 2 months ago, I spoke with you in the same spot about the challenges facing our auto industry. And I laid out what needed to be done to save two of America's most storied automakers, General Motors and Chrysler. These companies were facing a crisis decades in the making, and having relied on loans from the previous administration, were asking for more. From the beginning, I made it clear that I would not put any more tax dollars on the line if it meant perpetuating the bad business decisions that had led these companies to seek help in the first place. I refused to let these companies become permanent wards of the state, kept afloat on an endless supply of taxpayer money. In other words, I refused to kick the can down the road. But I also recognize the importance of a viable auto industry to the well-being of families and communities across our industrial Midwest and across the United States. In the midst of a deep recession and financial crisis, the collapse of these companies would have been devastating for countless Americans and done enormous damage to our economy beyond the auto industry. It was also clear that if GM and Chrysler remade and retooled themselves for the 21st century, it would be good for American workers, good for American manufacturing, and good for America's economy. I decided then that if GM and Chrysler and their stakeholders were willing to sacrifice for their company's survival and success, if they were willing to take the difficult but necessary steps to restructure and make themselves stronger, leaner, and more competitive, then the United States government would stand behind them. The original restructuring plan submitted by GM and Chrysler earlier this year did not call for the sweeping changes these companies needed to survive. And I couldn't in good conscience.
All right, so GM bankruptcy symbolizes an end to an era. You just heard a little slice of the president, what he had to say. He wasn't going to kick the can down the road. Anybody out there wishing he was going to still kick the can? I think a lot of people wanted to see, you know, all of this go away, saying you can't give out any more handouts. But at the same time, sad to see a lot of people losing jobs. People who had, this has been a family tradition. I mean, GM was Americana. A lot of people forget that. So with these 20,000-plus jobs being cut, and the bulk of them, seven plants in Michigan, the Midwest, this is pretty crippling to a lot of parts of the Midwest, particularly some small towns. And it's interesting, I looked at some of the largest U.S. bankruptcies, and without a doubt, obviously, GM is one of the biggest. Now it becomes clear that for this company to even try to survive and thrive, when you look at assets of $91 billion and this automotive giant now being crippled for years, the largest U.S. company, the king of kings on the Fortune 500, what a belly flop they've done. So for this business to survive and thrive, they get this government cash injection of $50 billion. The company owes $172 billion to creditors. The outcome of this reorganization is a big, fat question mark. But you're going to see a much different version of the company. And what does the company hold? What are the cards that the company holds? Maybe something you're driving. Chevy, Cadillacs, Buick, GMC. Now, Saab and Saturn have also filed for bankruptcy. And, of course, GM is going to sell the German-based part of this Opel, it is, to a Canadian car parts maker. That makes sense. But some of the other poor divisions, the poor performing divisions, are probably going to be spun off or sold or whatever as part of that bailout agreement. The U.S. government actually owns 72.5% of the new company. And the United Auto Workers Retiree Health Care Fund will hold 17.5% of all the bankruptcies filed in our young history in the United States. This is the fourth largest. Anybody listening have a clue as to what the largest bankruptcy has been so far to date in the U.S.? If you were thinking of WaMu, Washington Mutual, you're getting warmer, but no, that would be like two on the list. Because there was, you know, what happened there is classic with these banks, the fear of the run on the banks. Customers pulled out $16 billion of, you know, of money, deposits, over just a 10-day period. Then the government, they had to seize the holding company's banking assets. If you remember what happened in the fall, it was pretty bleak. So this is, I mean, this bank is in Nowheresville now. As some would say, a shadow of its former self is a good way to describe it. But still not the largest. The largest was Lehman Brothers. Yeah, assets of $691 billion. One of the worst all-time blunders of the recession. I mean, it was certainly the fall of this huge Wall Street investment firm that crippled so much of the United States, so much of the economy. So think about this. GM, fourth on the list. So with the car makers upside down, you have to think that the best deals on cars and trucks, they usually aren't discounted. Let's be honest about it. Have you been truck shopping lately or car shopping lately? I'd have to think your better deals are going to come in this direction, especially with you and I, or good old USA, owning a chunk of it. The fates and fortunes of these companies could eventually flip around. I mean, obviously that's the idea. But maybe if the deals are just too sweet, people are tempted that might not normally be tempted to go for it, and maybe they do bounce back faster than I think, or maybe that you would think. All right, so we move from that story to people losing jobs to this vanishing. I mean, can you imagine getting that phone call? Your husband hasn't arrived, your son, your daughter, whatever, and you're the panic, obviously. The plane has vanished. We have no idea. It disappeared. It went into a storm, and we have no clue over the Atlantic. So there's something for a lot of people about burying somebody or having remains or knowing or identifying. This was a big deal, obviously, in 9/11. And here we have this missing plane. And, of course, the relatives are hysterical. It's a tragic accident. And there is very little chance of finding survivors. Tiny, tiny, certainly at this point. And as more time goes by, it becomes less likely there would be that miracle. 800-259-5791. Would you buy anything made by GM with a deep discount? Hang with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you.
Coming up a little bit later, we're going to give away a GPS system along with a backup camera. Sweet! Yep. That's coming up around the bend. Also in sports shorts, Andy Roddick out of the French Open. He says there wasn't enough light, baby, and that's part of the problem. In the meantime, LeBron James, will he stay, will he go? Yeah, but he moves on because he's not moving on to the playoffs anyway. As it is the Lakers and the Magic. Not a lot of people giving respect to the Magic, but they showed everybody, hey, we're here to play. And the big story that everybody's talking about, show that I'm not a huge reality person, but I certainly know who they are. John and Kate plus eight. Everybody wondering if these people, kind of like what we were saying about the Octomom, are they exploiting their children? And Conan O'Brien debuts on The Tonight Show. So tough to fill the shoes of Johnny Carson, I think, for Jay Leno. And now along comes Conan O'Brien, a huge break for him, a guy who was once a writer for, I want to say, Saturday Night Live. And then now turns out he gets his own gig. How about that? And he did some Letterman stuff. I think he was a Letterman writer. Then went on to host his own thing. How about that? Sad story about the vanishing plane, though, like I said. It makes people a little jittery who don't like to fly in the first place. And the other question, of course, GM, 20,000 jobs plus maybe a few more are lost before it's all said and done. It was the big bailout, and it was the fourth worst bankruptcy, but not the worst in U.S. history. There's going to be steep discounts, I'm sure, or incentives. So will you run out and buy a GM product, at least one of the products that's left anyway, right? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, a lot of things this weekend. Wow. I haven't heard. I haven't listened the last few hours of the news. Did they find the airliner yet, or?
No, they haven't found it. There's lots of different theories about what could have happened, but they have not found it because you got to think of that. You know this. You think of the area where they think it went down. They might not find it for a long time.
Well, that's really weird because you think,
it is weird.
Of course, if it did get hit from lightning, I wonder if the black box would still work. I don't know. It's supposed to send out a beacon signal, if I'm not mistaken.
We had a pilot on, Don, who flies that route, who's done it before, and he said that it should be sending out a signal, so that will help, but still when you're talking about how deep it is in some of the parts of the Atlantic.
Maybe their navigation got off and they flew over the Bermuda Triangle. What do you think?
You know what? It's so funny that you said that, but it's exactly what I was thinking. I don't think it happened, but I was thinking Bermuda Triangle, like it's freaky, definitely.
Maybe it's moved south. It's off the coast of Brazil now or something, you know. Anyway, it's kind of sad, you know. That Airbus plane in there, and it's built pretty good, so I don't know what happened, but...
Can you imagine, Don? Picture this. You're going to pick somebody up from the airport. There were two Americans on the plane, and you get told that, okay, not that the plane has crashed, that we believe the plane has crashed, but we have absolutely zero idea of where and if it did in fact go down. So now you're the hysterical fiance, wife, husband, brother, whatever, and you have they're not telling you it's crashed. They're saying we don't know. Oh,
well, you know what, Kate, I'll tell you something real quick. I don't know if I told you this before or not, but every day when I cross into Utah, there's a sign there, a little digital mechanical sign put out by the department of the DOT, you know, and it says in 2008, 19 dead on I-80 in Utah, and this year so far is 3 people. And I've always asked myself, those 22 people, when they woke up that morning, did they think they were going to die?
Nope.
You know, when you wake up in the morning, do you really think you're going to die?
Nope.
I mean, most people think it's just going to be
another day.
Normal day is it. So I guess that's the reason I bring that up is I guess you got to, you know, whatever it takes, religion or whatever, to live your life to where you're happy and you live it to the fullest, because you just never know. I mean, airplane travel is the safest thing there is, and, you know, accidents do happen, and you just never know when it's going to be your time. But, I got to grab something political, of course, if I call you.
Yeah.
I got to back the president on this one. You know, I don't back him on too many things because I'm not a big fan of his, but I've heard a lot of stuff today about the date up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
With him and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he promised her to take her to a Broadway play or whatever. And,
right.
And, you know, they said it cost $1 million for, you know, everything to get it done. And I'm thinking, you know what? Anytime the guy moves, it probably costs money, you know. It takes a step. You know, Secret Service got to be there.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Outside of his area of the White House, you know. And so it's kind of like I'm just like, you know, how many times did you hear George Bush fly off to his ranch in Crawford, you know, in Texas? You know, I heard people going, gee, Air Force One had to fly, and this cost $1 million for him to fly to Texas and for him to have a little vacation there. Why couldn't he just go to, what's that place in Maryland? They go to Camp David or something like
right.
that, you know? I mean, these guys, you know, they have, you know, of course we know it's probably the most important job on the earth, you know, but, yeah. I just was really ticked off, boy. If I'd have laid one into Hannity today, if I could have got through to him, because I'm just like, you know what, dude, you leave people alone when they, you know, the man deserves some time, you know, with his wife. And you know what, the leaders of our church have flat out said that once a week, husband and wife should go on a date. No kids, nobody, just them two. Continue to build your marriage, your relationship. You know,
absolutely.
And, I'm glad he went. Yeah, it costs $1 million. So what? Everywhere he goes costs money.
President.
So
I agree, Tom. I totally agree with you, Don. Absolutely. Thanks for calling. I said this. I went off on this whole thing on ATN last night that, you know, it sounds ridiculous. Oh, we have to pay for this date. But, of course, anywhere he goes is going to cost a fortune. And I brought up the analogy of the Crawford Ranch, too. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, how are you?
All right. Y'all have that salsa music yet?
We're going to dig some up for you, brother, because that's, I told you, I like it. When you said that, I was stunned.
You know, I wanted to talk about the different reaction that President Obama has to killing of an abortionist as compared to the killing of a U.S. Army recruiter by a Muslim terrorist.
You know,
yesterday when they killed that abortionist, he got up and he started talking about how we need to, you know, all get along and everything. And then I haven't heard a thing about, the killing of this recruiter and the wounding of another Army sergeant there.
It was terrible. I mean, that was horrible. I agree with you. I think it's absolutely outrageous. And, you know, you're right. I mean, why wouldn't you bring that up? Why would that be, you got to think about this, why would that not be the bigger story? And, of course, what do you think the answer to that is? Politics.
He's going to Egypt, right? And
right.
He's visiting all those Muslim countries. And he just said, I think I read on Brett Barr that we cannot impose our values on other countries. You know, how things have changed, okay? You know,
yeah.
When we used to be proud of our values, you know, and I mean, you know, if we weren't a Christian country, you wouldn't have all these Muslim mosques and all these different religions in this country because we are a tolerant religion.
That's right.
And if you go to Saudi Arabia, try to have a Bible study over there. Try to start a little missionary outreach or build a Baptist church in Saudi Arabia or in a country that whose government is Muslim, in Iraq, for example. You know, so.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I think he would have really helped himself if he would have come out and said something about this and articulated the fact that this is a terrible thing and we will not stand. Or, I don't know, he probably would have said people hijacking the religion of peace or whatever, but he should have said something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm glad you brought it up, actually, Tomas. And what he's talking about, and thank you, is this the Muslim man he's talking about had supposedly political and religious motives, killed a soldier just out of basic training, and wounded another awful in an attack on an Arkansas military recruiting center. How about that? You're just hanging out. You're at the recruiting center, and you get wounded, or you're worse yet, you're killed. More on that. Plus, breaking news: North Korea getting ready with a medium-range missile for launch. Man, they gotta cut the nonsense and stop the rhetoric and figure out what to do with North Korea. Hang with us.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hey, I've heard it in the Bronx. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad story. He brought it up, and he's right. Obviously, there were other things happening with the plane that's still missing. Unbelievable. Just vanished into thin air. And a couple of other things. The GM story, obviously huge because so many people in the Midwest and some other places losing their job. But there's going to be more rippling effects across the country that people just don't realize. And once again, here we go with converted to Islam folks going crazy. I mean, I hate to say that because I know some Muslim people who are fabulous, and they cringe when they hear these stories. But a man who says he had political and religious motives basically killed a soldier just out of basic training and then wounded another. And it happened on Monday in definitely a targeted attack on a military recruiting center. As I said, it was in Arkansas, not part of any other bigger terrorist cell or scheme or influences or any of that kind of stuff, but homegrown terrorism. It makes you just as crazy. The suspect is Abdullah Hakim Muhammad, just 23 years old. And what happened was he told the cops he saw two soldiers in uniform, drove up to the recruiting center, and bang, bang. He saw them standing there and decided to shoot them. He converted to Islam at some point in his life, apparently. And the reason for the attacks, according to the police reports, are exactly what I said, probably political and religious. So he was before, in his previous life, Carlos Bledsoe. And he wasn't part of any kind of group or any kind of conspiracy or any of that kind of stuff. and that it's just an association with a disagreement over the military operations. So the two soldiers who were shot had done their basic training within the past 2 weeks and were not regular recruiters. And they were, man, they were young. One was 23, one was 18. Yeah, the William Long, the 23-year-old, died, and the 18-year-old was wounded in that and is in stable condition right now. So, and they picked up Muhammad along a highway just wandering around after the shootings and said he would be charged with first-degree murder plus 16 counts of committing a terrorist act. Oh, my. And, that, of course, part of that is because the results of the gunfire that happened near other people. Mm. And people that saw it happen, because it was broad daylight, say that that this man inside this car pulls up alongside the recruiting center and just opens fire at 10:30 in the morning. Wow. And they found an assault rifle and other weapons when they pulled him over. Yeah, it brings up this whole idea, tying it loosely into the conversation about Gitmo. Oh, let's just, you know, bring all the detainees over here and we'll house them somewhere. Yeah, no problem, because there's no chance of that affecting anyone in the prison population. See, this is the danger. The danger that not some extremist is shouting about, but that our own FBI director says is the problem. It's the problem of what happens within those prison walls, if nothing else. If you don't want to talk about any other things, you could talk about that. And here's some of these examples. Homegrown pulls up, decides to shoot. And how depressing is that? So a young person, I mean, real, a baby, 23 years old, goes through the basic training, the whole thing, and is killed that way. Just outrageous. It is outrageous. And not a lot was made of this. I guarantee it will be in the next couple of days more people will be talking about it. And like I said, I think it's because some other things happened, particularly the whole GM and the bankruptcy and all that sort of stuff. But, boy, it happened. A little bit skittish. Could I be next if I disagree and I'm at a recruiting center? Could someone just come up and decide to pop me off like that? It's shocking. Just as shocking as what happened at that church with that doctor, where they're shutting down the clinic for a week. See, here's the thing. It was, to me, outrageous what he was doing, because he was performing abortions, and this is controversial, on women at sometimes who were 5 months pregnant. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But killing him? No. You just don't kill someone because of something they're doing, whether you think it's disgusting, despicable, whatever. Put any adjective you want in there, however your feelings are. We do have laws in this country. We have a society filled with laws. Laws that make us, you know, human beings that are trying to coexist together in the greatest country on the face of the earth, as I like to say. That was the idea. What were we going to create here in America? Democracy. So we do have an open society, and the more you keep seeing these things that happen, the more you wonder, what direction are we headed in? What is going on here? Scary. And in this recruiting place, you know, are they just going to start to lock the doors and have appointments only? And, yeah, that could cut, you know, if you start to see more of this, that could happen. And I'm not suggesting that, so I hope that we don't see that. I hope we don't see it. All right, you're going to love this one. When you go on a reality television show, the one thing is you are exposing yourself. So, in other words, you can't hide if the cameras are there, whether it's exaggerated stuff or not. But this is a huge wake-up call for these people, and probably reality television shows in general. The Pennsylvania Department of Labor says it's looking into whether the hit show John and Kate Plus 8 is actually complying with the state's child labor laws. Yeah. Now, TLC, which is the network that puts this out, says that they fully comply with state laws and regulations, wink, wink. And in this series, what they do is they follow the couple and their kids, the eight kids. They've got eight-year-old twins and sextuplets who just turned five. Well, the show couldn't be more popular, I guess, because this is a reality show on TLC, and it is drawing nearly 10 million people. It's its fifth season. That's more than double, I guess, what they had last year. So it just goes to show you the whole controversy thing sells. Because the reason that the show partially has exploded is because of the media reports that have the couple cheating on each other. They're denying it and do concede their marriage is in trouble, but wow. The fact that they get the 10 million people and everybody's tuned in now has also made the Labor Department tune in, and you got to love this as well. The Labor Department actually perked up and paid attention because they got a complaint against the show, and they're getting all this information from TLC and the people who represent the show and all that other sort of stuff. They won't say when the complaint was filed or who filed it, but one was filed. That's the important thing. Because here's the deal. Child actors and young performers are protected by Pennsylvania labor law, like in many other places. So I would think that the law would apply to reality TV. This could be interesting what happens with reality TV as a result of this. They have to decide whether the Goslins' house in Pennsylvania is essentially a TV set where producers direct most of the action. So then the law would apply. Or a house where the kids aren't really working, but they're living their lives, however, it's in front of the camera. And see, part of this started is because the woman's brother and sister-in-law made huge waves when they went on some morning show and started complaining that the couple were exploiting their kids for financial gain. They're paid tens of thousands of dollars an episode, but it's the public appearances and all that other sort of stuff that also would raise the big, big money. So the kids are going through their life consequences and all this other sort of stuff, but I guess the kids are telling the family, some of them anyway, that they don't like cameras, so child labor laws could break this thing. Other reality shows with kids set in Arkansas and set in New Jersey, they keep a watchful eye on those as well. So with this big brood in October, they moved into a $1.1 million house, 24 acres, the old white picket fence, gated tree line, the whole thing. They tape 3 or 4 days a week, year-round. Can you imagine having a camera on you year-round and taping you 3 or 4 days? 4 days a week, you have 3 days away from the camera. I bet it's not hard to get any action there because you're so grouchy and nasty that you'd be tired, I would think. And think of children. I don't know. Is that child abuse to have these kids doing this reality television show? I mean, obviously the parents are opportunists. What I would want to know is how much money are the kids getting? Is there trust funds set up for the kids so that this money is being dumped into that? It's, you know, are they working? And that's what Pennsylvania law is going to look at for the child labor laws. Bad, bad, bad. Here's the number. You can jingle it, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The recruiting center in Arkansas where one man was killed, one gunned down but is in stable condition. Your thoughts on that? A homegrown terrorist that converted to Islam. Wow. Also, this John and Kate plus eight, should they charge him? That's next.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Maybe the parents are the beast of burden for these kids in this reality television show. I mean, hey, they get to live in a nice big house with a lot of yard to run around in as a result of that. But being raised basically in front of the cameras, is that kind of like child abuse? 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Along those same lines with this whole reality TV thing, there was a contestant on the Bulgarian version of the reality television show that really opened the floodgates to reality TV. Remember Survivor? It's been around forever, it seems. Well, anyway, this contestant died of a heart attack while filming an episode of the show on the beach in the Philippines. So they tried to revive him, even had a doctor try to save him, all that sort of stuff, and he had just done one of the activities at the beach. And he's a former stuntman and singer and all that sort of stuff, but it must have been too much for him because, yep, the ticker gave out. And so this contestant died in the middle of this competition. And if any of you have seen the whole Survivor thing, you get this a lot of different physical things, challenges, whatever you do, and then eventually there's somebody who wins it. However, this can also be troubling to people who make their living on reality TV. Things you got to watch for, but that's why you basically have to sign your life away if you're going to go and do one of these Survivor jaunts. In the middle of all of this, and geez, there is just so much going on. sad, sad deal with this Air France carrying 228 people, including two Americans, has just vanished. Officials are looking into these reports that people are talking about of orange points in the Atlantic where it happened, wondering, well, what does the orange mean? So far, they have not found anything. So far, they have not been able to find anything. And then this bombshell kind of gets lost in the sauce after the shooting of the recruits, one dead, one in stable condition, a man who went from being a Christian to the Islamic form of religion, so to becoming a Muslim, and ultimately gunning down these two guys for no reason other than political and religious, and that's pretty much what he has told the local police. This story, I think because of some of the other things, also got a little bit buried, but a federal judge ordered the United States to reveal unclassified versions of the allegations and evidence justifying what happened with the detainees held at Guantanamo Bay. The Justice Department's been filing unclassified versions of the legal documents under seal so they could only be seen by judges, attorneys, and government officials. Sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? But attorneys for the detainees were able to share the documents with their clients at Windus, who would agree to rules restricting the information's disclosure. So that's the idea. The attorneys for the detainees said the secrecy made it harder for them to prepare, however, for the upcoming hearings, and that some witnesses wouldn't agree to the country's secrecy rules. Yeah, it's a mess, to say the least. That's putting it mildly, no doubt. An absolute mess with everything that that has happened as a result. So, okay, some more pictures floating around. Not good because of the various poses, etc. We know they're going to be similar to what we saw before. And by the way, we do have breaking news. The story, this report, that North Korea is getting ready to fire a medium-range missile for launch. So, medium-range missile, that's more than flexing your muscle. Somebody has to put their foot down and say, look, we don't have to deal with this guy anymore. We don't have to do this. We need to figure out a way around it, stick with it, and move forward. Mm. If you're sticking around into our next hour, by the way, we're going to talk about Sonia Sotomayor. I got Time, you know, I get all these publications, right? Got Time magazine in the mail today, and let me tell you what it said. Reach into my bag of tricks. On the cover, you have Judge Sotomayor, right? And it says, Latina justice, will Sonia Sotomayor change the court? Then there's the thing of the four Supreme Court myths. Then the coming showdown over affirmative action, which is big, obviously, for the Supreme Court. And there are a slew of other things, I said this before, that are right there waiting to be addressed by the Supreme, so she could be in on that. But she begins battle, so to speak, with her meetings, mostly probably with the GOP, because the Senate confirmation begins Tuesday. It's informal, but important private meetings with the senators would ultimately lead to that whole vote process, and that will happen, of course, later in the summer, and she's expected to visit all the heavy hitters, of course, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, Patrick Leahy, because he's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who is the top Republican, and that's smart. Obviously, that's what you should do. She's twice before gotten through the Senate. She was approved as a federal judge in 92 and faced the committee again when she was elevated to her current post on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and that happened in New York in 97. So there is some experience throughout the years, but I think the problem that everybody's hung up on is her statement. Her statement, an absolute killer as far as anybody who is looking for an inch to nail her with this, to figure out a way to make this happen. or I mean not happen, rather, to figure out a way to make this not happen. But I think pretty much Sotomayor followed the law down to the letter, and her records show that there isn't anything that would show she would be a judicial activist. So maybe it's in turning over whatever they could turn over. Perhaps it was a little bit too, I don't want to say ambitious. That's not the right word. But it was the wrong thing to do, I guess, however you want to say that. They're probably bigger, fancier words, right? But it's probably the wrong thing. We're going to let you hear in our next hour what many people have said in the last week and a half to try to not make this happen. In the meantime, I think the real sad story is this Airbus just missing, just vanishing into thin air, and that's probably what happened. Just vanished into thin air, and who knows, ultimately, if they'll find the people or how long it'll take to find the people and all that sort of stuff. The more time that goes by, I've already said this, the chances of finding the folks alive are slim to none. I mean, let's face it, the more that you go, very slim to none. And they flew into storms and heavy turbulence for hours after they took off from Rio. 15 minutes later, sent an automatic message reporting electrical faults. So it was just, unfortunately, the luck of the draw, the timing was poor. It just happened to happen at the same time. But here's what's weird. The World Meteorological Organization says that two Lufthansa planes passed through the same area without any kind of problem. And aviation types say lightning strikes on planes were common and could not alone explain this enormous disaster. Enormous. And I guess once you have it in your blood, you're not going to make a change no matter what's been said. What do you think? I mean, honestly, what do you think the chances are of a survivor? Every day that goes by, another one definitely won't survive. I mean, what happened to Air France Flight 447? This is just crazy. And as it happens, with several factors going on, there are things that can bring an airliner down. What's the timeline? What was the weather like? What specifically do you think hit that area? Yeah, dark and stormy. The worst thunderstorms you can imagine. There they are. Oh, that's such a creepy sound. Listen to it. Yeah, think about that. That's around you. You're in the plane. I think it'd be pretty tough, folks.